Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
It's time for another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry at Whiskey River in Ankeny. I need to call security because somebody, some stranger has stolen one of the microphones.
I'm still in the intro.
It's Brent Bloom. What's up, man?
It's good to be back.
It's been, what, 6 months since the last time you were on the show?
So the last time I was here is before the Oklahoma State game. So I don't...
You need to leave.
I know, right?
You might need to go.
Iowa State is 4-0 since my last appearance. I don't know if it's best that I'm here right now, but I'm here for better or worse.
Man, I wish you hadn't pointed that out now, because now I'm aware of it. That's not ideal.
Iowa State has escaped a lot of trends lately, but that's one I don't know if it's escapable.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I liked your stat that you tweeted out last night that Iowa State will be playing its third home game in the month of November. So what year is that since? Do you know? Probably like the 76, 78 years?
Yeah, 77 and 78. I think they had one each where they were ranked playing a November game, but... The only three times are Saturday, since the 70s, Saturday last year against Oklahoma State, and then 2002 against Missouri. And that's it.
Wow.
My entire lifetime. So, point being...
And even that game against Missouri, what would their record have been at that point?
Yeah,
they were trending down.
Yep, they were heading the wrong way. And I think they were 24th at the time.
Yeah, even last year they lost prior to it. Yeah.
So this is rare. And we hope it's not going forward, but I know it's going to be cold, but this doesn't, I mean, you go through years and years and years of awful football.
Right.
To play in a game that matters in November at home. Like, I know it's cold, but get out there.
And now you could have two of them.
Right, right. Between this and K-State, for sure. And I tell you what, this has been fun. It's almost like we need to reset expectations of Iowa State's good.
Mm-hmm.
They are good, and they're going to be playing for meaningful games. If you came in September back in 2010 to watch an average football team, why not come now?
Right.
When Iowa State's actually good. We've dreamed about this for years. Get out there. I think the crowd will be good, and I know it's cold, and it's impressive anyway that you get almost 60,000 people when it's going to be 30 degrees, but sell that thing out, man. This is what we all dreamed of.
Dude, and honestly, those games when it is cold, those are almost the most fun ones.
Right.
Because it's like everybody knows how cold it is, and you're like, we're insane. But you know what? We're out here to be insane together, and we're just going to we're gonna have fun.
Well, Chris has talked about it, but Iowa State should really embrace that Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, the frozen tundra of Jack Trace Stadium.
You're tougher than them.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you are tougher than the opposing team. They'll have the heated benches and the heated fans and everything. I mean, they're not used to this stuff. But you are. It's Iowa. So, I think it just will add to the atmosphere on Saturday. I can't wait for it.
Somebody was telling a story at media stuff the other day where they had talked to somebody that's like an official at the FCS level.
Okay.
And they did an Incarnate Word game. And they were talking to them about how they were excited to go and play Iowa State. And then the person, whoever it was like, they're like, yeah, it's going to be really cold, though. And they were like, wait, for real?
Think about it.
They're like, yeah, it's Iowa in December. Of course it's going to be cold. And then all of a sudden they're like, man, I don't know if I want to go anymore.
So that game's getting more complicated. Have you heard about this?
No.
Incarnate Word is in the conversation to win their conference.
Okay.
If Incarnate Word wins their conference, they then get to the
FCS playoffs. Yeah.
And if they win a game in the FCS playoffs, they won't be able to come to Ames.
Hey, you know what would be even better? Iowa State's in the conversation to win their conference, too.
So both teams.
Hey, I'd be perfectly happy if both teams won the conference.
We're 3 weeks away from that game, potentially. Neither may be eligible to play in it. But give our Incarnate Word some credit here. They said, even if we make the playoffs and we lose our first-round game, we're still coming.
Hey, they're happy to get that paycheck.
They want
probably.
That paycheck.
That's like that's tuition for probably about 200 students or something like that. I was talking to Fitzy about this last night. We were talking about the potential to go to the Big 12 championship game, and he's like, somebody on the forums is going to say, take it one game at a time.
Yeah.
Take it one game at a time, guy. That's because we're learning who those people are now. And I was like, you know what, man? I don't even care if they say that, because every conversation I have about this stuff, it always goes there. It doesn't matter who it is. It's always, yeah. Eventually it always ends up, do you think we can do it? And it, right now, it's hard to not think that they can do it with the way that they've played. Going into a game against Baylor on Saturday, and I've had this feeling 2 weeks in a row against Tech and Kansas, usually through the week there's like some, especially when it's they're playing well, there's some sort of like anxiety that comes like with the anticipation for the game. Right now I feel good because I think that they're better than Baylor and they're going to win the game. Like, that's just how I feel.
Well, and I mean, I think the respect Iowa State gets is look at the Vegas number.
Yeah.
Iowa State's a 2-touchdown favorite against a team with a winning record. Like, that doesn't happen.
When's the last time you think that did happen?
Probably never. I don't know. I mean, I have to.
Right.
Maybe some.
You are that guy. Come on. You got to look. It's either you or Kirk Holland has to come up with that stat.
Iowa State's defense is playing at such a high level that they should give any fan confidence in any game.
Right.
You know, save for, okay, Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You know.
No, even them.
But even them. Yeah, I mean, that.
But Texas Tech did it without a defense.
Yeah, that's
true.
But Iowa State is that good. And I think you kind of have to remind yourself of, since Brock Purdy has been put in the starting lineup, Iowa State, I think somebody had the number, they have the ranked 11th in efficiency since Brock Purdy's been in the lineup. That's really good. Like, and Iowa State, at this point, with where Baylor's at, should be favored by 2 touchdowns. We know it from an Iowa State perspective, being an underdog, weird things can happen. But right now, Iowa State is clearly the better team, and that's why you should be confident going to that game Saturday.
Is Brock Purdy the Big 12's offensive freshman of the year? He has to be, doesn't he?
I mean, trying to think of, off the top of my head, who else is out there?
Puka Williams? It's one of those two guys that's been the offensive newcomer of the week every week.
He'd probably have to be.
Yeah. I don't know how you don't give it to him, especially if they were
continue at this rate to
win the next three games, and he goes 7-0 as the starting quarterback. I mean, that would be remarkable.
It's sometimes you forget he's only started 3 games, played majority of 4, and he's only 18 because he's been such a big part of that offense now. It feels like he's been there for a year and a half, and since he has come on board, Iowa State has averaged 37 points per game. Like, the numbers are really good. The offense was not very good up until he got in there, but since then they're upper tier of the Big 12 level good.
Yeah.
Pair that with
that
Iowa
defense.
State's, you know, best defense in the Big 12, and it's no mystery that Iowa State's 4-0 in the last 4.
Well, and that's what I was looking at their offensive stats one day. Jared Sansbury and Brent Bloom here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. I was looking at their offensive stats earlier this week, and I remembered how bad they were. Maybe not as much after Iowa, it's like one game.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't really think about that. But then even after Akron
wasn't very
and you're
good.
Like, man. Or even TCU.
Yeah,
you're
TCU
like, geez, this offense is so bad statistically.
Yep.
But now I was looking at them on Monday, and I'm like, you know what? These numbers are respectable. They're getting to the point now where there's a like points per game is right on the edge of being in that in the top 10 in program history. The passing yards is right up there, like some of those different things. And you're like, man. That should tell you how good Purdy has been, because since he got in the lineup, they have taken those horrible, horrible numbers and made them respectable. And went like, if just him, they're really, really good. But throughout the whole season, now they're getting to being average or a little bit better than average.
And if you've noticed, since he's been there with the threat to run or pass, Iowa State's now had Montgomery's run for over 100 yards, I think, for the last five
four
games.
Four of five, yeah.
The offensive line has started the same group for the last 5 weeks. That's a big part of it, too, that they've had that consistency. They've played a little bit better. But what Purdy did was he opened everything up where you can now get those one-on-one matchups for both Montgomery and Butler. And Butler made himself a national name the last month, and it's good for him because we always thought he had that high-level talent, and he's now shown it. And right now, is there another receiver in college football in a one-on-one situation you'd rather have?
No.
And so Iowa State has that. So you pair that. You've got a weapon in Butler. You know Montgomery's good. Purdy opens things up. And then plus the defense has been outstanding. Like, yeah, I think Iowa State is right there with Oklahoma as the top two team in the Big 12 right now.
Yeah.
And that they are – this is no fluke. I mean, at this point, it's not like Iowa State ran into a couple wins like they did back in 2011, caught Oklahoma State on a weird night. Iowa State is good.
Yeah.
And they've proven they are good because they stop the run. They can mix it up enough on offense. Special teams is another question. They're going to have to figure some of that stuff out, hopefully on Saturday. But, like, Iowa State is a top. They're ranked 22nd now. They are that good. And I think as Iowa State fans, we want to go, well, you know, can we do this? Well, yeah. You have three games left. You're going to be favored in two of those three. And the third one is a toss-up.
It's a toss-up, yeah.
So go get them.
If they win these three, this is me again. I'm probably putting the horse in, or the cart in front of the horse. But I don't care. I'm like full-on in this mode now. If they win these three games, don't get – and then West Virginia was to win out as well. And it's going to be West Virginia, Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game. They play Incarnate Word that day and finish the season on a 8-game winning streak.
It's crazy.
With a 9-3 record. There's a legitimate chance Iowa State could get an at-large bid to the New Year's Six.
Possible. They would be right on the
edge. Yeah. Dude, they'd be knocking on the door of top 10 at that point.
Yeah. But that's the thing. When you start winning games in October, November, this is what happens.
Yeah.
And we're here. I mean, you look at it now and you go, man, could we have that TCU game back for sure? And then, you know, the Iowa game was in – Iowa was better that day. I mean, you can have that conversation. Well, who would be? Well, it doesn't matter. Iowa won the game.
And it does make for an interesting conversation. Coach Campbell was asked about this in his press conference on Tuesday. If Purdy was good enough to do this then, do you think that's something that, I mean, 10 years from now, you know, it's like we go back and have the conversation about this season. We're going to talk about this season regardless, these two seasons back-to-back. But it's like 10 years from now, I feel like you, me, and C-Dub are going to be sitting at his bar in his basement. And we're going to be like, man, just think if they'd put Purdy in for the first five games or whatever that was. Four games, I don't remember.
But that's a good conversation to have. That's the fun part of it.
It's just a what if.
Yeah, absolutely. But Iowa State is playing at such a high level right now that this is great. Like this is why, for all of the years you put up with as an Iowa State football fan, to be playing now on November 8th to pretty much control your destiny, because I know Oklahoma has to
beat West Virginia. Yeah.
But to have that opportunity with just three games left, and this isn't, and I wrote about this last week, this isn't like the Big 12 North days when you're the, you know, whatever analogy you want to make, the best of the worst there. I mean, Iowa State almost won the North.
Twice.
And they still weren't even competitive with anybody in the South.
Right.
But this is different. You're playing everybody. It's a round robin. And this would be a legitimate chance for Iowa State to play for a championship. And that's never happened in a long, long time, since 1912.
Have you considered how big of a party that game to end the regular season is going to be with the vampire in town?
It scares me to death.
Right now,
I could be his final game.
If it's not, I will be very, very surprised. When you've got, I mean, he's got the student newspaper, the Kansas City papers.
Yeah.
Everyone is saying it's time, you know? And, I mean, he's got to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, but or else, Bill Snyder doesn't really listen to anybody but himself.
Well, I think that he's even losing the fans now.
It's
to the point where if they fired him because they're like, the dude's not going
to
retire, I think there'd be a large faction of the fan base where they're like, had to. It's the only option, you know?
At the very least, Iowa State's still not at the point where they're Alabama or Clemson where they can just look straight past Baylor. I mean, Baylor's better.
Right.
I know Iowa State beat them last year, but that was a one-possession game late.
They're just, like, super average. That's everything that I look at them.
But they've got enough guys that can cause problems. Their numbers aren't great on, and specifically defense. They've really struggled the last month. But they hang around and look at, last week's what they do. They got outgained by Oklahoma State by, like, 150 yards. They're down 10 in the fourth quarter. They bring Brewer in, and he goes nuts. Mm-hmm. They tie the game. Oklahoma State kind of makes the questionable decision to go for it on fourth down. Baylor comes down and wins the game. You cannot let them hang around, because Brewer's good enough. They have enough weapons on offense that they can sneak past you. That, you know, Iowa State is good, but Baylor's not Kansas either.
That's a saying of the day.
Yeah, Baylor's not Kansas. You gotta at least come into that thing, and then if you can get by them, Texas becomes really fun next week.
Man, why'd you have to bring me back to the reality?
No, but I'm just like...
I'm living in my dream world.
I know it's... I'm
thinking about crumbling the castle of Manhattansylvania. I want it to come down. That's all. That's what I'm thinking about now.
It would be so perfect. That's the problem, is the storybook is too good. You win Saturday, you go down and you beat Tom Herman, and then you...
The only thing that would make the story better is if Kyle Kemp has to come in and lead a late drive or something. That's the end of his movie.
No, what would make it best if Iowa State's trying to run out the clock against K-State and they do it with a pass interference call.
Oh, man. That is good.
But then you go down.
No, it would make it better if they're up 60 and then they throw a long pass and get a pass interference call when they're up 60 points. That would be way more fun, I think.
I'm good with that, too.
All right. Chris Williams has arrived. It's time for him and Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive to step in and make some picks. Oh, by the way, there's a big basketball game tomorrow night. We'll talk about that later on in the show. You're listening to Cyclone Fanatic Radio on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are, as always, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive.
Soon to be... Still Clive.
Still
West,
Clive.
West Clive.
West Clive, yeah.
The rare occurrence that Bloom, Tim Mullen, and yours truly are all in the same spot together. This feels amazing.
The band is back together. I introduced myself to him when he came in tonight.
How you doing, Bloom?
Well, I told Jared, Iowa State is 4-0 since I was last on the show.
Wow. Wow. Way to go, dude.
I mean,
way to go.
I debated...
Wow.
If I should even show up today. But well, I am here.
So if it goes wrong, we won't see you the rest of the year.
Correct.
Yeah. Honestly, Bloom, it's great to see you.
It is. It's good to be back at Whiskey
I'm happy
River
to have you here.
With the crew.
Right. Yeah. Tim, what's going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive right now?
Well, great, thanks.
A lot happening because the holidays are coming around.
A lot of Black Friday
financing,
this way.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Excitingly, you know, Bloom, you said there a minute ago, but I was out at the new location today out of 156th and Hickman.
Oh, yeah, I drove by it the other
on the
day.
West side of Clive. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah, there's a lot of
it's
cool
pretty.
Things going in that building right now. So lots of warehouse
How's
space.
How's your office? You mean a nice office?
It's
He's
nice.
A man of the people.
It's well done.
I mean, you deserve it. You've been there a long time. You got a
corner
nice
corner office, glass windows. Nothing. You know,
all right.
Nothing much.
All right.
A good view of Hickman.
Best part about it is we're going to have a grip of warehouse space. Just a ton of it, guys. We're going to have a lot of good stuff in stock for people here. But deals going on right now. Good store. Black Friday coming up down the road. Right now we got a lot of great deals going on. Tiered offer we have right now. Purchase two appliances, get 100 off. Three appliances, get 200 off. Four appliances, get 300 off. It
nice.
Just keeps going. Up to $600 off your purchase when you purchase six appliances or more. Plus... 24 months deferred interest financing on anything $499. So a lot of good things going in the appliance world. And again, just great financing offers going on in general. Samsung, Sony, LG TV offers 36 months deferred financing on anything $995 and more. So we're getting close to bowl season, guys.
No,
it's around the corner.
Man. Playoffs.
Appliance combo seems like a good gift for the missus for Christmas.
It's a great idea.
What are you putting people's head for?
You get three,
I mean, it's good for your business, but the men out there, I mean, they don't want to be, let's sell some TVs.
But you come in
loud.
And you buy
you
some
get the
appliances,
combo, the combo
and
pack.
You're fiscally responsible along the way.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
I mean, because you need appliances. Do you remember the one morning they called you, my microwave blew up?
Yep.
Like, Tim, I need a Range microwave. I need it now.
So ask yourself right now, three guys on the radio talking about sports, what's the one appliance you would be without that would be terrible?
Television.
That okay, I'll go with you there. Borderline appliance, but mine would be microwave.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I would want to hand wash dishes.
Oh, that's no problem with me.
What
no
about
problem.
The refrigerator though? I mean, to keep the milk cold.
That's, yeah.
They make ice.
That's true. Yeah, you just put it in a cooler.
I mean, I cook something Yetis. In like 2 minutes or 20 minutes in an oven.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
You're right.
Yeah, good things. Yeah, thanks
right.
for asking.
You're a smart man.
Those appliances
I appreciate
are
it.
Fancy now, though.
They
hey,
are.
Tim did a really good job the last time I was here of being the MC on our picks, so I'm going to let him do it again.
Well, and that's fine.
But I do have updated standings. Now, these are – we haven't been together. It's a hell of a race right now.
Yeah.
Tim currently is 30-28 on the year, so
Thank
he's
you.
Hanging on above 500.
Two games above.
I am 29-29.
Average.
And Bloom is 27-31.
Cup of milk.
So
coming on,
we got a hell of a race going on here as we enter the month of November.
Yeah,
well, or I guess we're in the month of November. But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I'm a lot like Iowa State.
You coming on strong?
Trending up.
Trending upwards?
Yeah. Trending up. Well, we'll see after you've done the show how that's going.
Right, right.
It could go the other way. First game, gentlemen. I looked at this today, and I thought it was a great game to start off with, which, so good work out of you, Chris. But we have Clemson at Boston College. Clemson on the road, favored by 20 against another top 25 team in Boston College. Very similar in numbers here. Bloom, what do you got? Clemson getting giving up 20.
So Clemson's living that romantic comedy life right now. I know you're a big rom-com fan.
Love them. Love them.
Terrible.
Everything's going so well that they're going to run into a little adversity. I mean, they are destroying everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to win the game.
Okay.
But Boston College is the little plot twist in the rom-com for the storied season on Clemson.
Yeah, Bloom, I'm going to go with you here. I did some good. Boston's College, good team. I mean, they had a couple rough games along the way. They're 7-2 now, I think, at this point. Good coaching and good defense.
Yep.
And they can put up some points. But 20 points on the road, Clemson. I think the people that they're beating right now are kind of
Down a little bit.
Yeah, laying down. So I'm with you. I'll take Boston College.
I know a guy who played the win total over for Boston College on the season.
He got right at it.
He already cashed his ticket.
Already there.
What's his name?
I don't know. Yeah. That's not for public information because gambling is illegal.
In the state of Iowa.
However, I'm with you. I think the freshman, it's going to be cold. I like Boston College to cover. And Clemson, I read a stat today, like of highly ranked, huge favored teams, they've lost a lot in the last few years compared to like everybody else in the country. Yeah. I mean, you think of their game last year at Syracuse, the Pitt game. Wouldn't shock me if they lose this game outright because it's very rare. And I'm serious.
No.
It's very rare that we have like two or three undefeated teams going into the playoff. In fact, it's never happened, boys.
So
Clemson and Notre Dame, I believe, are going down at some point.
And it's a night game.
This is a night game?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like BC.
Yeah.
Like them a lot.
Sweep it.
All right, second game. Chris.
You.
TCU at West Virginia. West Virginia, 11.5-point favorite at home.
This will be on my locks of the week tomorrow.
Okay.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
TCU is a dumpster fire right now. Offensively, Dana's got those boys. I'll give him credit, really used that loss, the Iowa State loss, to his advantage in the Clones. Woke that team up. I don't know how good they are nationally, but they're going in a totally different direction than TCU. I really like West Virginia.
Bloom?
Yeah, this surprised me. I would envision more than two touchdowns here, and so for that, I think the value is with West Virginia. Spacey team, the Mountaineers, but at home, as Chris said, TCU going the wrong way. I'll stick with him.
Yeah, that's two games in a row. We're all together here. I think West Virginia is just playing great football right now. And again, I don't know that TCU knows who they are right now. So, two games in a row, we're all together.
TCU's like a seventh grade girl.
Meaning?
Well, we all know girls that age. They all think that they're one thing when they're another. And they're like, oh, do I want to be a cowgirl or a hip hop dancer?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think TCU's at
a little crossroads.
Yeah. Like, which direction do you want to go?
Yeah.
Do I want to text all the time or do I want to read?
Okay. And that's TCU. Well, I picture them reading in West Virginia texting this weekend, way ahead of them.
Tap dancing all over them.
Boom. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma.
This is the good money that Nebraska Furniture Mart pays for advertising for.
Let's hope no one's judging it at the big store. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. Oklahoma by 20 points here at home, 11 o'clock game this Saturday. What you thinking here, Bloom?
This is a weird one.
Agreed.
I'll take Oklahoma State, but I'm not happy about it.
Ooh.
This could get really out of hand, too. But I think Oklahoma State's offense is good enough.
Rivalry.
The Oklahoma defense is still very, very pedestrian. Very
agreed.
This thing is like a 50... to 34.
Bet the overs. Yeah, I got a little looking today here. Oklahoma averaging 49 points a game. Oklahoma yeah. State averaging 38, 11 points a game.
50 to 34.
Yeah. Do you think Oklahoma can put up 20 more than Oklahoma State can at home? I'm going Bloom here and saying no. I'll take Oklahoma State on the road, getting 20.
He won't mind that I'm sharing this. I was talking with Coach Campbell on Tuesday. Wow. We talk
dropping names.
Well, because it's valid to this conversation. I think it backs up what you two have just said.
Do you think he'll care that you like are giving out information or that?
No, it's not information.
You're admitting out loud he talks to you.
Yeah, well that he wouldn't
that's
want.
My guess.
Yeah,
right.
We talk just about Big 12 a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was telling me how much respect he still has for this Oklahoma State team in general. Like,
yeah.
It's the personalities. Like, I don't understand why they're not winning more. Because they're really good up front on both sides of the ball. Their defense is considerably better. I think that a greater point is, like, the like that Baylor team that's coming to town, like, mm-hmm. they beat them. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
this Oklahoma State team is not terrible, even though their record indicates that they're – really
yeah.
having it down
well,
here. And they are.
Oklahoma State, if you ask their fans, they blew the Baylor game. Like, they were the
yep.
better team in that
yes.
game. And they had Iowa State, you know. I mean, that was – Iowa State was better, but, I mean, that was a game that Oklahoma State would like to have back. They've just had some opportunities that they have not taken advantage of. I think Oklahoma State's okay. I agree.
Yeah.
If you look at the raw numbers, like, they're
– they're not bad.
Their efficiency numbers, they're still in the top 35 nationally.
I would right. go opposite of you guys, though, just because of – I like the hook – For Oklahoma.
Sure.
And I don't know. I think this reminds me of Oklahoma last year after the Iowa State game. I think they run the table. And I think that if they're not the fourth team in the playoff, they're number five looking in.
I mean, if they average where they're at 50 points, do you think they can hold Oklahoma
yeah.
State under 30? That's the reason I'm at Oklahoma State. I don't think
they
can.
You're right. I mean, the math.
They're going to have to score like 60 points.
You just talked me out of my pick.
I feel bad about that. I
no,
want to get the
Oklahoma
game.
Could,
you talked me out of my. No, I'm congratulating you.
Yeah, Oklahoma's
going
to have to
You're
score
right.
60 to win this game.
Can they do it? Yes, though.
They can.
They Absolutely. Beat, they beat Baylor 66-33.
Yeah.
That was Baylor, though.
You talked me out of it. I'm riding the fence. We agree.
All right, 3-0. Yeah. We're all together.
Damn it.
It's one big happy family here on Cyclone Fanatic. Big 10 here, guys. We're going to Happy Valley. Penn State, 9-point favorite at home against Wisconsin. This is one of my likes of the week.
I like this. I like Penn State here.
I'll take Wisconsin, my friend. 9 points? 9 points. This is a Wisconsin team.
Yeah, Penn State, big.
That went into – not so fast, my friend. I'll hold your arm with a pencil in it there. But honestly, this is a Wisconsin team. I know they're still reeling a little bit. They're trying to figure out who they are. But, you know, they went into Kinnick. They beat Iowa. It's not transition math where it's – look what Iowa yeah. did at Penn State, barely losing, but it's pretty close to that. I mean, 9 points is a big number.
McSorley kid healthy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big. Wisconsin. So. Wisconsin is. We'll look back at the end of the year as the most vastly overrated team in the country.
You know, they are overrated. You know, the most overrated team though is
Penn State.
Agreed.
You're right.
I agree.
And that's why I'm taking Wisconsin. I just don't think Penn State's very good.
I don't either. I don't think either one of them are.
They're living off of Saquon Barkley from last year and McSorley as part of
they
that.
Lost that offensive
okay.
coordinator.
Yeah, they lost
deal.
A lot. And yeah. I know they beat Iowa,
yeah.
but they weren't great in that game. And
that
looked,
was a game Iowa could have won.
They looked
easily.
Completely right. outclassed last week. Completely.
I will break it up, though. We can't all three we agree on the first four games. I'll
Agreed.
Take Penn State.
McSorley's a really, really good college football player, but he's trying to do it on his own right now, and
that's fair.
It's not going to work. All right, going down to Texas, gentlemen. At Texas Tech
this is
comes the Texas They're Longhorns to town. 1.5-point favorite are the Longhorns on the road at Texas Tech. What say you, Chris Williams?
Night game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Texas because Texas Tech is not the same with that other kid at quarterback. And the Bowman kid comes out of the hospital with another collapsed lung or whatever. A bad deal. That's a different team with Duffy leading the way.
Yep.
Texas has enough athletes and enough coaching on defense to
overcome
right the
that.
Ship, and they win this game by 10.
Yeah, we're all together here then. I mean, to me, Erlinger is a strong kid at quarterback, and I wish Bowman was there.
If Bowman was there, I wouldn't.
I'd probably lock you on Texas Tech.
Yeah, I'd probably take Texas if Bowman was playing.
If Bowman was there, they'd be a 4-point favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree.
It's a 5-point difference in quarterback.
Yeah.
Agreed. All right, on the same page there.
Don't you think Todd Orlando can scheme against Duffy pretty well?
Yeah, because he can't really throw. I mean, he threw okay against West Virginia.
Speaking of them, guess who's going to Austin?
You're going?
I'm going.
Oh, buddy. Have you ever been to Austin?
Mm-mm.
Look out 6th Street. Whoa.
No, I'm there for work, but.
Are you saying look out 6th Street because he's coming or he should go there?
Both.
I'm staying downtown.
Not a kid.
Do you realize the.
Hotwire? I got a four-star hotel for $83
on Friday night?
Yeah. Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Well. Is it on a scale of 1 to 10 stars?
No, 5.
Ah, good work.
It's this brand new hotel.
Have you ever
been
to Austin?
Opened.
Never.
Man.
Bucket list.
I'm going on the cheap, but it.
Gonna get weird.
Yeah.
I'm flying out.
Love it for the entire
time.
Love
the music, too. A little fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas is a top 12 population base in the United States.
Really?
No.
It's huge.
Nope. Prove it. Google it.
It's huge.
GTS.
I was on a Waco sports show today.
You were?
That was a hoot.
Yeah.
The guy hosting, I swear, was 75 years old. Is Brian Peavy the leader of Iowa State? It was great.
Metro,
I had a blast.
Metro population, 2.05 million.
Okay.
I'll find out the exact number here.
Soon. Okay.
It's no Des Moines.
Yeah, no.
All right, what's the next game?
Next game, we go back to the Big Ten, gentlemen. The Spartans of Michigan State are at home against the Buckeyes of Ohio State.
Mm.
Ohio State, 3.5-point favorite on the road in East Lansing.
I really hate both of these teams.
Yeah, can they both lose? That'd be cool.
I don't think either is that good, like, right. All things considered. Like,
right.
I don't think Ohio State's like this national title contender.
Right.
I will take them, though.
I will, too. I rode Michigan State a few weeks in a row, and they're just
so blah.
Yeah, they're not.
They got Rocky.
They do. I don't know who's playing this weekend either.
Yeah,
I know
Lewerke
was hurt and sat out last week.
I love me some Rocky.
I do. Hey, great Iowa boy, do well. So, Michigan State, Ohio State, you Bloom.
What does that say about Austin?
It says it's number 11.
That's what I said.
Number 11.
Y'all should put a Nebraska Furniture Mart there.
In Austin,
there is one in Dallas.
Well, we're close.
Dude, every time I go to the Big 12 Media Days, I drive right by your big one there. That
it's
is a massive monster. Building.
That is a flat 1.9 million square foot.
Woo!
Right there in the colony.
I always want to go, but I'm like, why would I go there? I could just go to Clive.
You know, I do appreciate that. I have to be honest with you, though. They have a few more things than we have. I mean, that thing is a mall.
It's, but they don't have Tim Mullen.
I appreciate that.
The fine Iowa Nice support staff.
Yeah,
sales
staff. Yeah, they got a lot of Midwestern people.
The guy who sold me the deep freeze is, mwah.
Yeah?
I will take Ohio State as well.
All right.
I could put a quarter of a cow in that deep freeze.
Which is the time of year for that.
Yep.
I just got a half a pig a few weeks ago.
You could put a six-pack of... Soda in there?
Soda in there.
It's hard to beat some
anything
good.
You want to keep cold. Anything
hard
you want
to beat
keep cold.
Good man. Iowa pork.
It is. No, I was very happy to have that opportunity. Last game, gentlemen. Iowa State Cyclones at home. 14.5. The hook, Bloom.
Yeah.
14.5.
I know.
Baylor coming to town. What do you got, sir?
I'm nervous about the half point.
As you would be. The king of the half.
I'll go out and say it. I'm going to take Baylor to cover.
Yeah, I am too. Sorry.
I think that you look at the Texas Tech game, and I think you look at the Kansas game, and you've seen protecting the freshman quarterback, not putting him in bad spots. And
cold.
I think Cole
Grinder.
He's from Arizona.
Yeah. Grind it out.
This is a spitting image of the Tech game, except Baylor's not as good as Tech on defense. But Campbell looks to wear down the Bears. And David Montgomery and the running backs are carrying it 45, 50 times as we enter the fourth quarter. That Cyclone Twitter is pissed because, why don't you throw it downfield, coach? We're going to get a lot of that. And then all of a sudden, Montgomery will have a couple of 25, 30-yard runs in the fourth quarter.
I like the read.
And Iowa State wins this game by 14 points. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, we're like, oh, that was a really genius game plan after we bitched about it the entire game. Clones win. Take the under and Baylor to cover.
Vampire special.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
suck the life out of them.
I agree.
So you're Baylor too then?
Yeah.
Okay, opposite am I. Out early, out fast, many points. Iowa State gets out to a 3-touchdown lead or more.
I like it.
Okay, 3-touchdown lead or more.
Cruise home.
Baylor presses. Some defensive scores here.
Okay.
We, 17 points or more, Iowa State at home covers.
I would
easily
be okay with that, too.
I'd be good with that.
I am worried about a grinder, though.
Did you see my Campbell against the spread stat in Monday Musings?
That's unbelievable.
Game's at 2:30.
Yeah. Did you
warmest
see my stat?
Warmest part of the afternoon.
I know you read everything.
Won't be a factor.
I write.
Everything.
That's since a lie. Since that's a Campbell lie took over at Iowa State, so this includes even his bad team.
Okay.
Against FBS opponents.
Okay.
Iowa State is 24-6-1 against the spread.
Unbelievable. And, like, he's 18-2 the last 20.
Yeah.
It's even better.
He's automatic against the spread. It's
good
crazy
job you guys picked against that, I guess.
I know.
But eventually things catch up. Yeah. And I'm just looking
Have you played roulette before? We've joked about this.
If this
red can hit 32 times in a row, just so you know.
No, listen, though. Yeah. If this was a 55 degrees and sunny day.
Yeah. It's going to be 32 and sunny. It'll be 2:30 in the
windy
afternoon.
Dude, the wind chill is supposed to be like 5.
And there's wind.
Stand by my call.
This
feel
is
very
be
confident about it.
Very similar
you're
to the
game. You're talking
Kansas
about a
game
team coming up from Texas.
Waco.
Yeah, Texas. And you think they're going to be more ready?
No,
than
they're not.
No. You're not listening to us.
Pessimist.
Campbell is a Snyder disciple.
Yep.
That's what you're not understanding here.
Maybe
he's going to vampire the crap out of Baylor. We have the new vampire.
Don't say that. Please.
40
that
years from now, people are going to be like calling Matt Campbell the vampire.
I won't say anything disrespectful to Bill Snyder.
What?
Just that, you know.
Say it, Tim.
I'm just saying, you got to be like pale white and like 70 to be named the vampire.
Well, give him 40 years.
Campbell's got
I guess he's not as pale.
All right.
He's not as pale.
This pick segment's gone on way too long.
It's
you guys fun, didn't pick
it's
for this
spiraled. It's spiraled. It's out of control.
I think
we picked seven games this week. Because there were too many good games.
We're too similar. That scares me.
Like, I kept Iowa off of it. Like, I could have put 10 games on this week.
Yeah.
Tim, God bless you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll watch some college wrestling here together soon.
I would love that. Hey, I'll tell you what, too. I got, I've been talking about a lot of new people coming into the store. One of my new guys, Brian, walking out the store today, he goes, I listen every week.
Yeah.
Just brand new guy. Barely got to know him.
Man.
Excited he's here. But, yeah,
that's
a lot of new people in Nebraska Furniture Mart
great
already listening to Cyclone Fanatics. So.
Fantastic.
Thanks, guys. Brian. Appreciate everything you do.
He's Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Back with more after this on 1460 KXNO. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We broadcast every Thursday from Whiskey River in Ankeny, and we are always presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. I think, Bloom, we'll be on the air here on 1460 KXNO tomorrow morning at 11:30. I think this is the busiest couple weeks, in my opinion, on the Iowa State calendar.
It is.
A guy who would know about that is Dr. Buck. We talked to the fellas at the McFarland Clinic every week at this time. And Dr. Buck, have you gotten any sleep this week?
Well, I got to the basketball game Tuesday night and getting ready for another basketball game Friday night. We got a game on Saturday, and it is a busy time of year for sure. But at least the football boys are as healthy as I've seen them probably ever, this second week of November. So they'll be ready for those Baylor Bears.
Yeah, that's great. Over your course of the years, Dr. Buck being on the sidelines, treating the Cyclones and whatnot, I am curious. Do you see more injuries when the weather's brittle like it's going to be on Saturday? They're calling for like a high of 28, 30 degrees in a cold 5-mile-per-hour wind chill. Do you see more injuries when it gets like that?
Well, I think we see more lumps and bumps, but I think you see fewer really bad injuries. People tend not to be out there, moving quite as faster as energetically. And remember, 5 years ago against Kansas when we had the last snowball, they were barely moving around then. So, I think at a certain point there's less injury. People will be flying pretty fast on Saturday. Now, I think Baylor Bears will not like the cold, and when they land on the cold turf, I think they will feel it. So I think it's to our advantage. I think the cold weather, I don't think it bothers the Cyclones that much. But in terms of overall injuries, I think it's probably a little less.
Yeah, I was going to follow up with that. I mean, I've talked to players, and some of them think that, yeah, it's great to get these Texas teams in November and Ames, and others don't think it's that big of a deal at all. But you seem to be a guy who buys into that these Texas teams don't want any part of that. Is that accurate?
Well, I remember 2 years ago when Mahomes from Tech came up and we had a cold day. You could tell he did not want to be in Ames, Iowa. So, and I think it'll be cold enough that Baylor won't like it. So, yeah, I think it's to our advantage.
Dr. Buck, we appreciate you and all of your staff at the McFarland Clinic. And we always encourage folks with anything. If you're a weekend warrior, if you got a kid who's, you know, a cross country runner or a football player, you guys work on the Cyclones. You're the best in the business, and we want to push them to the McFarland Clinic in Ames. So, Dr. Buck, we appreciate you for your time tonight as always. Have a great weekend, all right, sir?
Well, appreciate you, and thanks for the interview. Goodbye.
Yeah, thank you. Dr. Buck up there in Ames at the McFarland Clinic.
Are you planning to be cold?
When? Saturday?
Saturday. We got to be outside for like an hour.
Well, I'm a sideline
Listen
guy.
Listen to us.
You know where I watch the game now.
You're right.
I don't sit in the press box anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a sideline guy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm tired of it.
Do you like the low angle view?
Yeah. I feel like I can bring more perspective to my readers from what I see down there. And I love all of my colleagues in the media. I do. I love the group that I get to work with every day. I respect them all as journalists.
You're saying they're soft.
No, it's not what I'm saying.
No?
It's nice to get outside of that bubble during a game.
Fair.
It's no disrespect to them. It is. I just like being out there by myself watching the game. I put the Twitter away. I don't have any other scribes talking into my ear about what they see happening. I like that aspect of it. It's just me and my thoughts.
Which can be a dangerous thing, but in this case,
as you well know,
it's good. I think Saturday it's going to be a fun weekend. Tomorrow night is shaping up to be interesting as well with the Tigers coming to town.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think happens?
They're not great. So they lost a bunch off of their tournament team last year, namely Michael Porter Jr. And then Jonte, his brother, got hurt in the preseason. He's out. So they don't have a lot of weapons.
You realize like half of Iowa State's team's out.
I know, but that's the problem too. They've got a transfer from Illinois that's okay, and then they got a big guy that's pretty good in Tilson.
I don't know much about him yet. I'm going to do all that tonight, all that prep.
But it's a game Iowa State really should win and almost needs to win. If we're talking NCAA tournament come March,
that should be a big one. Yeah,
you got to get one of these. And you know the home road thing. You know Maui competition is gonna be really good, especially without Lard, Young, and Tally. So this is one you really need to get. I mean, you hate to put pressure on one game in November, but this one can impact things later on. So it's a big game. It really is.
We've got women's basketball on KXNO tomorrow.
Yeah, the Niagara Purple Eagles.
Yeah, I was just reading about them. Clones should handle this one.
Yeah, not very good.
That's not a very good team.
Not great.
But it's the kids' day.
And it's disappointing if I'm Niagara University, and my nickname has nothing to do with a waterfall.
Yes.
It's a disgrace. They're the Eagle.
We need to get Coach Finley here on Thursday nights. He's come to the program before.
We should do that.
Get him here live.
What about next week?
Well, my flight to Austin is at like 5 a.m.
You can't do this. You can sleep on the plane.
That's true.
Going through Dallas?
To this guy who flies charter with the team.
Are you going through Dallas?
Yeah. You know what? I actually spent more to not have to fly through like Atlanta.
Yeah.
Dallas-Fort Worth is so much better.
Are you doing American?
Yeah. Wouldn't you? You travel a lot more than me. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that Delta through Atlanta.
No, you're playing with fire there.
Yeah.
With Hartsfield.
Yeah.
You're gonna enjoy it, man. Like, I'm telling you, people, if you can get to a road game, you have to do it. And not just Austin. Austin's great because there's a lot there. But that was fun last weekend in Lawrence.
Yeah.
Because
I wish I would have been there.
You took over the place.
You would have been jealous had you been at our game watch at Buzzer Billy's. Place was unbelievable.
Was it?
I mean,
I liked that place too.
So much. I had so much pride in like throwing that together with the boys from Wide Night and Ride Right and Natty Light. Oh my God, people had so much fun.
If there's a time to enjoy being a Cyclone,
yeah,
it's right now.
Just
like
so
that's
much
what we
pride.
Talked about in the opening segment is.
Oh.
This doesn't come around very often. We hope it does in the future. We don't know it will. So get to as many games as you can. Heck, go down to Austin with Williams. Let's hang out on 6th Street.
You know who's who I didn't know this until I saw him? You know who's posting up at the hotel that I'm at? And if I would have known he was going to be there, I wouldn't have scheduled it.
Uh-oh.
Mike Bryant.
The legend.
I know he listens to the show every night. So.
Big Mike. Oh, he's everywhere.
Main man.
I love it. So the team is not in Austin downtown, so we might have to find an Uber.
Well. Stay at my house.
I have those. Yeah, I guess I could just do that. Night game.
Yeah, and then my flight on Sunday is at like 6 a.m. I'm not even going to go to bed. Just stay up and work all night.
It is,
just go to the airport.
It is a very nice airport in Austin.
There's no point in going to bed. I did that after the Sweet 16 in New York City.
Yeah, you ran into Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that was the night that I hung out with Bill Cosby for a few hours. But
you'll see McConaughey.
Me and Dave Zawalinski, Travis Hines, and Brian Lazier.
You're still popped, probably.
We all decided to just change our flights and fly out the next day.
Oh my gosh.
So we got flights at like 6 a.m. So we went to the Wakamba Lounge in Manhattan.
Because
the bars are open till 4 there. And we left at 4, went and got a slice at some place that Dave Z knows of, and showed up at the airport and hung out with Bill Cosby.
Do you realize that there's like a country western feel to Austin? Like you're going to be in your element.
So I should bring my boots.
You would fit.
Well, I bring my boots?
Yeah.
Should I wear my boots there?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never worn boots in my life, but it seems like something you would do.
Thanks for coming in today, boy.
Yeah. If Iowa State loses, I'm not showing up next week. Throwing it out there.
If they lose to Baylor, I'm done.
Yeah, Tim's done too.
We're all done.
We're out.
Thanks to Stans. Stans is over working on some like Photoshop deal.
Yeah.
He's really, really fired up about it. Looks great. Thanks to Easy E back in the studio. Later.